Now, Tina Kumarianis is here. She's popular too. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, Rathdrum's very popular with this new Avondale experience. We're overcrowded at this stage.
Yeah, May Quaid was saying that
they
did an audit as regards older people's access and you know, the feasibility of enjoyment with it, and it passed.
Well, yeah, which is excellent, but I think I'll take May's suggestion. I think I'll leave it till Christmas week to go and visit it. It's a bit out of control.
You and
moment.
Santa. Anyway, Tina is here with answer to correspondence that she got to help people out with various problems, some of the heart. But let's try this one. Hi, Tina. I'm an 18-year-old student and recently began talking to a 33-year-old man online. He's very gamey, and as he said, he wasn't in a relationship. I offered to meet him. Just before we were due to meet up, he admitted he was seeing somebody, and I got really upset. I really want to be with him. I've never had sex, but I like the way he talks to me and he seems like a nice person, but I worry I won't be able to fully trust him. My friends tell me to run for the hills. I think they're overreacting. What do you think?
I think it's not often I get to respond to a real crazy lady, but congratulations, you are it. And in one so young, you've got years ahead of you for being completely off your trolley. I take it this is a cyber freak. God knows what dreamy picture he put up on his site to lure you and others in. You are probably corresponding with a creature more akin to the creature from the Black Lagoon in a dirty hoodie who rarely sees the light of day, preferring to slither around websites looking for young, vulnerable prey like yourself. You haven't even met it, and you're considering horizontal jogging with this thing on the basis of a picture of a person who is more than likely not him, and no, he can't be trusted. Firstly, he's more than a decade older than you, which I don't have a problem with as such, but you can't even be sure he's not lying about his age. He probably decided against meeting you in person, preferring to continue incognito to talk dirty to a young impressionable girl while he has the chance. If he meets up with you, the game's up, and you'll probably report him to the police. Anyway, no, he's not a nice person. If you must trawl the internet, there has to be thousands of other options out there who are a much better prospect, more your own age and with similar interests. So yes, your friends are right. Delete, delete, delete. I mean, this is sleazy, it's nasty, and it's not a good place to start out your sex life. So leave it. Get rid of it.
Right. One, I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
There's one here that says, my husband and I have been married for 23 years and he's now in the middle of a major midlife crisis, which started during COVID lockdown. He is dissatisfied with everything from his job and home to life in general. Now, there is a lady who has suddenly become his sounding board. They have lunch almost every day, and they spend hours on the phone together. He said they're just friends, but recently he decided he has fallen in love with her, and he can't decide whether or not he wants to say married to me. I'm still mad about him. I desperately need some impartial advice, please. I don't know who to turn to.
Yeah, well, I can give you the impartial advice. That sounds like my life, except that I'm still mad about him bit, because my one found somebody else. Now, what you have to do is, since you are still mad about him, and he seems to be a little confused, why not be kind and make up his mind for him? Having treated you, excuse me, so shabbily, and since he's clearly beyond thinking straight, and this limbo could go on forever if you enable them to cheat on you, I would kick him to touch, which will expedite matters and more than likely panic his lady friend. There is a list. The following will concentrate his mind. Empty your husband's or your joint bank account. You'll need it. And then see a really hot family law solicitor. Don't move out of the family home, because once you're out, it's very difficult to get back in. Meet your rival's husband and inform him of his wife's infidelity. Having lunch and endless daily chats with somebody else's wife, who he's considering running off with, is not on, and I would imagine her husband would feel exactly the same way. It sounds like your husband and his amour are ideally suited. And, you know, he wants it all and so does she. So they deserve each other and you deserve so much better. I wonder how she will feel when she can't send this whinging bag home when lunch is over. You don't say whether there are children involved, so, you know, that's a whole different ball game. Now, remember, I'm saying all this, you can reverse everything I've just said. You know, this is just kick them to touch and watch what happens. Finally, difficult as it may seem, once you've caught your breath, you need to think about getting on with your life rather than awaiting their pleasure. So what's her husband like? Maybe he's lovely. Right. Maybe you could do swapsies.
Right, seems to be pretty open about everything there, sir.
Listen, they go off their rocker. They hit this midlife crisis, and my first inkling was little red briefs, and I thought, hang on a minute. So yes, that was my introduction. Sorry, my introduction to my husband having a bit of a fling. But anyway, I'd just kick him to touch. See what happens. You don't have to carry any of it through, but just threaten it and see what happens.
AskTinaK@gmail.com. If you want to talk to Tina, AskTinaK@gmail.com. Hi, Tina. I've been going out with a guy for the last 2 months who's nearly 3 years older than me. We haven't rushed into anything, but I'm afraid he wants to move on to the next stage. He'll lose interest if I'm not ready. Should I tell him how I feel or wait to see what happens?
Well, the expression, let sleeping dogs lie, springs to mind. Why engage in an awkward conversation and open this can of worms before you have to? Things like this should happen naturally, and if you fixate too much about it, it'll become a nightmare when it should be a pleasure. Enjoy what you have and see what happens. When the time is right, things will move forward. Who knows, maybe he's happy with the way things are. If he didn't think a lot of you already, he probably would have pounced. Boys are a bit like that. Listen, yeah. I've never heard of a fella, if he wanted to pounce, he'd pounce. So he is being lovely. I don't know, maybe he's picking up on you being a little nervous, and he's just leaving it to happen naturally. I think he sounds lovely. Don't initiate any. Let him initiate something.
Yeah, but is she impatient?
No, I don't think she says. I think she's just panicking. I think she's she's giving it too much thought.
Yeah, that if she doesn't do anything,
he'll take off.
Yeah.
He's not going to take off before he gives it a try.
Yeah, but he might take off if she becomes over-pushy, isn't that right?
Well, yes, that's very true as well. So if I were you, as I say, I'd just leave sleeping dogs lie, see what happens. Don't initiate anything. Let him initiate it. He's the gentleman. Let him start, and then it's up to you what you want to do with it.
All right, okay. Try one more.
Why not?
And it's asktinak@gmail.com. Tina Koumarianis. Hi there. 5 years ago, my father died of cancer. Some people said it was wrong for my mother to start dating again at her age, mostly my dad's family. But I feel she shouldn't have to go through the rest of her life alone, as she's only 62. Dating again shows no respect, or does it?
No disrespect.
No,
it's perfectly normal to date again after a respectable mourning period. Regardless of your age, you could be 20, you could be 80. Dating is also far more therapeutic than curling up in a ball, feeling miserable and depending on girlfriends to fill the gap. Friends, remember, no matter how loyal they are, have a cut-off. And if you become a miserable heap, it's amazing how quickly they vaporise, citing their inability to jolly you up, or that they think you would be better, you'd benefit from time alone. I've heard that one before. Life is too short to throw yourself on the funeral pile. So, if your mum is lucky enough to find happiness a second time round, slowly does it. There are sharks out there looking for some someone to lay their somewhere to lay their heads, but cautiously let her grasp it with both hands, and to hell with the begrudges, because they're only jealous. I mean, I can understand that your father's family, you know, they respect him, and, you know, he's still there for them and everything, but geez, you can't just chuck your life away. You've got, especially if you feel you're ready to move on. Because if you're not, you become very bitter and twisted, and you feel you've wasted your life. No, slowly does it, and hopefully she'll meet somebody lovely. And you know, if he's got a brother, give me a shout.
Okay, right, or a cousin, you know.
An older brother, a much older brother.
These, say, a relationship at 62, I mean, can it start organically out of somewhere? Or do you have to work at that and find the opportunities and make them, those opportunities reveal themselves?
Listen, I've met more women in their 60s who've suddenly taken up golf, because apparently golf clubs are the place to go for widowers, and they're all as happy as Larry. They all meet up in the clubhouse afterwards. So golf, if you're into it, or any of those things. But yes, it can happen. The thing is, as my mother always used to say, it happens when you're least expecting it. If you go out hunting, you look desperate, it looks ridiculous, and don't forget also, there are so many young girls. I know a lot of women of my age who are, you know, propping up bars, and it's crazy. The young girls, give them, you had your chance, move over, it's their time. If it happens, as you say, organically, great. But, you know, don't make a fool of yourself. It looks silly when there's a lot of very pretty young ones out there.
What was crossing my mind when you were saying was join the golf club. Are you building in a complaint that's often mentioned of a golf widow? Are you actually, you know, inviting a certain person into your life and you turn out to be the golf widow, you know?
Well, listen... for any men out there, I have an electric golf cart and golf clubs that a gentleman friend gave me as a present one Christmas. Never used. I'm keeping them for when desperation sort of hits me, and I'll take to the golf club with my electric golf cart and look for something delicious that I can feast on.
Right, okay.
Right, oh look, Declan's looking very panicky across the desk. It's all right, there's a large desk between us. Don't panic, Declan.
No, I'm just wondering, I mean, I'm just saying, where should I continue this conversation now?
You go on to the next subject. Thank me very much for my time, and I'll see you next week.
Okay, you'll be in with us next week, yes?
Yes, why not?
Very good. All right.
If you invite me, I will.
Tina, great to see you again, as always. How are you coping with the dark weather?
Oh, yeah, it's very, very warm.
Did you have that in Greece as well?
Oh, God, I did. I had 38 degrees, so I had 2 weeks lead-in period before it hit for Athrum. So, yeah, I was used to the hot weather, and it was very... Going from the cold to the hot was far worse than this now. But I heard May or somebody saying there's thunderstorms tonight, so that should clear the air a bit.
Indeed. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Pleasure,
Tina Kumarianis. Ask Tina K at gmail.com. And you have a YouTube channel, of course.
Yeah, ask Tina K. But listen, I haven't put anything up on YouTube because I keep losing my voice. But I have a hospital appointment tomorrow, so hopefully they'll find out what it is and I can go back to my videos on YouTube.
Very good. Thank you, Tina. Morning show at East Coast. Definitely.